Connecticut renters got some good news recently. As Governor Ned Lamont said, he'll extend a moratorium on evictions from December 31st to February 9th. But some housing advocates say his efforts don't go far enough. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
Aaron Kempel wants an executive order on housing that not only lengthens the eviction moratorium until the end of the pandemic, she wants one that strengthens it. Governor Ned Lamont originally ordered the moratorium last April, putting a halt on evictions unless a tenant was found to be a serious nuisance. Kempel, she's the executive director of the Connecticut Fair Housing Center, says that subsequent orders have weakened the moratorium, allowing greater latitude to landlords in starting or continuing evictions.
Landlords are now able to start and complete an eviction action if the person is seriously delinquent on rent, meaning that they owe at least 6 months of rent, or if they're causing a serious nuisance, or if the landlord wants to move into the unit, or if rent is owed from prior to March 1st.
Salem Mosqueda Bruno is the state housing commissioner. The scaling back of the moratorium, according to Mosqueda Bruno, was designed to get landlords and tenants to come together on some sort of compromise. She believes some renters were taking advantage of the moratorium.
Many people thought that a moratorium was just not to pay rent. A moratorium is just an assistance to extend and to fill that little gap. But you do need to pay your rent. If you don't have enough, pay $50, make an effort, pay what you can, because then help can come your way. But if you don't do that, it's nothing we can do to help.
Carrie Ellington doesn't think those in need should pay rent at all during the pandemic. She is a community organizer with Cancel Rent CT.
We have a state that won't protect our most vulnerable communities and are willing to put them out on the street, even with the moratorium that exists, and put them at risk of COVID.
Ellington says many of the people most at risk of eviction, Black and Latinx women, are the same that are disparately impacted by COVID-19 infection. Coronavirus mitigation was the reason the moratorium was put up in the first place to, quote, avoid increasing homelessness and the associated risk of COVID-19 transmission. Kempel points to a Yale Law School study that estimated 1,500 lives were saved by Lamont's April moratorium, the one that was most stringent. She fears the weakening of eviction protections and a resulting eviction crisis will cause many Connecticut residents to become vulnerable to the spread of coronavirus. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.